And but this morning I wanted to give you a little focus on the subject of hometown heroes. As we've been planning and talking about these hometown heroes. If you're on Facebook, I appreciate you guys going along with our change this morning. We're honoring our veterans and first responders here this morning. So if you're kind of online wondering, wait a minute, what happened? That's what's going on this morning. But in here, this verse kept coming to my mind. It's part of the Beatitudes. It talks about, blessed are the peacemakers. And one thing this world is missing today is peace. There's turmoil. Some is it on purpose. I believe there are people out there trying to stir the pot, trying to divide, trying to gain power and authority by keeping us apart instead of bringing us together. COVID has been one of those things. Hopefully we can put mostly in the rearview mirror. And because to me, the tragedy was the separation of the people. You know, we were told not to gather, and we got creative here to get together in different ways because we need each other. As a community, it was good to see the community reaching out and helping and supporting. And I know we have our select persons here. I'll work on it. And but they're also, both of you guys are involved in the community builders, who are involved in building that community. And they have that vision of, we need to be together. You know, how many funerals were canceled because we weren't supposed to get together? And how many loved ones had passed away in a hospital or a nursing home? And that angst and anxiety just pierces. And I think all of us felt that. And where is the peace? Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, goes through the Beatitudes. And in one of these, talks about blessed is happy or on the right path, right? At the end of that path is that happiness. Blessed are you. And there's a list of 8 things he talks about here. And each one has a corresponding blessing that goes along with it. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Of the underdogs. I think that's what we're seeing in our society. That, you know, it almost seems like if you have a little ray of hope, someone wants to come along and just kind of squash it just for fun. Maybe I'm just cynical. But in all of this, and I was thinking about our hometown heroes, and one of the things I think you bring is a sense of hope as you are peacemakers. Now, it's funny because you Google peacemaker, and I'll probably have FTA show up at my house because first thing that pops up is the Colt revolver, the single action. The military, what was it, 1890? Something like that, right? The main military issue, the peacemaker. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. But when Jesus turns around and said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. That God in his character brings peace. Not an external type of peace, but the inside peace. An artist was asked many years ago to paint a picture of peace. And when the picture was revealed, it was Niagara Falls. I don't know, has anyone been to Niagara Falls? One of the things, we went to school in upstate New York, and so we went there often. I remember the first time that struck me was you can feel the rumble of the water and the power before you even see it. It's just that, like, whoa. And the artist had painted Niagara Falls. And people were like, how is that peace? You know, the power, the turbulence, and the spray, and all these things. And the artist pointed to the picture and said, look a little closer. And in it, hanging over the falls, was a branch. And on that branch was a mama bird with a nest. feeding her little chicks. It's a peace in the storm. And that's what we need today. You know, I have no power in this world. No one in Washington or Augusta or even Stockton will listen to me, right? I got my own opinions. I probably can't change much of anything. But Lord, you can change my heart and give me peace in the midst of all this. And that gives you that stability. And I want to talk about all our hometown heroes this morning because in one way or the other, you have been used to be a peacekeeper. Those are in military. You say, oh, we just go around and break things. But the goal is not war. The goal is peace. Of those who fought and served to bring peace to those people that they were protecting, those who could not protect themselves against those that would want to do harm. We have the fire and the ambulance who rush in, who bring peace to our officer, who, once again, the goal is not to disrupt, but is to bring peace. And in here, as God has that character, it reflects on us. And the 3 points I want to bring here this morning, I know I'm between you and the food, so I don't want to keep you too long. I heard there's pie. And you say this morning, you say, you know, well, yeah, I'm not a Christian. Maybe I'm not very religious. Maybe I came for the pie. I don't know. Let me tell you something. As God, I believe, as the scriptures are clear, that God is our creator. And in his, we are created in his image. And when we react in a way that reflects his character, we show his workmanship in us. Now, the best that I can liken it to is, you know, you guys fed children. This is something that happens in our house quite often. When my child does something wonderful, my wife declares proudly, that's my child. And somehow when she's acting not so grand, somehow it's my child. Look what your child's doing. And in our lives, whether you're a person of faith or not, I believe that there is a fingerprints of a creator in you. And when you behave in a certain way, you reflect the glory to him. And that peacekeeping is one of those characteristics. And when you behave in such a way to bring peace in, you're reflecting his character. See, God's character is to bring peace into chaos. The Bible says that God created everything, it was perfect, and sin came into the world. And that caused our chaos in our lives. That caused sin to come into our lives. And that it separated us from him. And God saw that and gave his son that he may be our peace. It says, for he himself is our peace. He who made both one, has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, and thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore appointing to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off, to those who were near. In this verse, what Paul is trying to bring across is that we were separated from God and we couldn't get to him, and so he became that peace for us. And when we act in a way to bring peace, we are reflecting his character, because that's his desire. The chaos in this world, I don't think, is God's plan. We've messed things up along the way. But when we act to bring peace, we reflect his character. Perfect peace is between yourself and God. That's where the ultimate peace comes from, is inward. Right? Most of us can't control much of what's going on around us. All we can control is what happens in our hearts. And we have peace within him. As Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your heart not be troubled and be afraid. If you look around, it's easy to fall into being troubled and afraid. You know, it's not COVID. It's monkeypox. It's RSV. Is that what? I lose track of all these initials that's going around. Right? To talk of nuclear war. I mean, that brings back fight. I mean, I'm of that age that I remember doing drills in school, which I always thought was amazing, that when the bombs were supposed to go off, we were supposed to hide underneath this little desk, and how that magically was going to protect us. But remember, did anyone else have drills in school where that fear? And now we have Russia and North Korea both threatening nuclear war. In my personal opinion, I don't think the present administration is helping much. So I can't control those things, and yet I want to encourage you to have God's peace through Jesus Christ. But when we behave in such a way to bring peace, to share that, we are reflecting his character, and all you peacekeepers have in your life reflected that. Psalm says this, is that I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, and let them not be turned back to folly. In my life, if I truly believe what I preach, I should have a peace within me. And the world can't touch it, can't take it away. Because they didn't give it to me. And in here, if I want to reflect God's character, I need to speak peace into the situations around me. To choose words of peace. And that means when, you know, that thing comes along on Facebook, you're like, you're not helping. How can I bring peace? To my neighbor that's struggling and hurting, how can I bring the character of God into this? I can bring peace. Bring a meal. Bring an encouraging word. Write a card or a letter. That's, you know, actually write a card or a letter. And in this, as we speak peace in, we're reflecting the character of God in these situations. As peacemakers, our hometown heroes, you're in those positions to do those things. And I'm proud to say that, knowing you. You're active in that. Second thing I want to look at this morning is all about being peacekeepers. So that you exercise God's authority. Don't let this go to your head. But the Bible is really clear. Romans says, let every soul be subject to the governor and authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. That in here we have God is the ultimate authority. I believe the scriptures are clear on that. And in here, God has delegated that authority to some of you on earth. And so in here, that we are called to be submissive, that's a horrible word, to the authorities over us. Now, our country, we have a right to protest and disagree and speak out. We have all those rights. I have no problem with exercising those. I have a few opinions myself. And if you want to hear them, just ask me. Because contrary to popular belief, I am not a shy person. But for us to realize that those, whether it's the select board or whether those that were in the military who served our country, who those that work on behalf of town, state, and federal government, all these ones, we realize and acknowledge that it's by the authority of God that they serve. But also on that same hand, you're not accountable to anyone but for him. So our responsibility, Paul tells this young man Timothy, he says, first of all, then I urge you that supplication, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people, for the kings and all those in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. To reflect the spirit of a peacekeeper, to reflect the character of God, one of the things we need to do is know that you are prayed for. You don't have to go too far to realize that this is a church that prays for our soldiers, who honor them. This morning, I hope this is just a small reflection of those who have served. We pray for you. Some of you, life in the military is not easy. We pray for you. Those on the select board, you're an authority over us, God-given authority, and we pray for you. You know, there's been a few times when I know some things are going on, and I've shot them off emails, let them know I'm praying for you guys, for wisdom and discernment, for strength to do what's right. That there is a time to stand for what is right, and there are times when we know that we follow the Lord and not some of these authorities, but we are called to live at peace. And one of the blessings that I think this church has been, we're known as a Bible-believing church. We want to stand upon the Word of God, that the truth is taught, but we also have to be known as a loving church, to strive for a reputation in this community, to make a difference to those people that we're trying to reach out to. And that reflects the character of God. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the sons of God. So those of you this morning, the first responders, the veterans, all our hometown heroes, realize that you serve by the authority of not just the voter, but to the ultimate authority of God. Lastly, you talk about the reflecting of God's character. We talk about exercising the Lord's authority. And the last thing, blessed are the peacemakers, by bringing peace to each other. In the scripture, I had so many verses, and we would be here all morning if I spent all the verses here. And I know I'm between you and pie, and so I will just share a few. But it says, finally, brethren, he bids them farewell. This is Paul saying goodbye to the Corinthians. He says, become complete. Be of the same comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Paul encourages them to become complete. The idea here is be restored. And I look at our country, and even this small town, it's easy for divisions to start bringing in, and neighbor against neighbor, and, you know, we could disagree on a whole lot of different things and yet still love and care for each other. Not everyone agrees with me. I mean, I don't know why, because I'm right. But pray for restoration. Pray for a healing. Pray for this in our land. You know, we've gotten to a point where we each go to our own little corners with our own little group and yell and scream and throw rocks at the other side. We should be aiming for restoration if we are peacemakers. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Seek peaceful coexistence. I'm not asking you to give up what you believe. It's peace in the midst of that. Romans challenges us. It says, it is possible. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Right?
I can't control you. All I can control is me. As much as it depends on me, let me be an instrument of peace in this world. Don't send that post. Don't spread that gossip. Don't stir that pot. My mom taught me a little saying when I was young, and it stuck with me all these years. She said, "May my words be nice and sweet, for tomorrow those words I may have to eat." Let my conversation, the Bible says, be seasoned with salt. Let it be good words, healing words, words of peace. You know, we can disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. And it's funny because I think 5 years ago, 10 years ago, this sermon would have been really redundant because everyone would have said, "What are you talking about? This is just common sense." Can I tell you something? Common sense ain't so common anymore. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for what? Peace. And the things by which one may edify or build up one another. Be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the sons of God. Last verse for this morning. And the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. This is a bold statement by the Apostle Paul. He says, you know what? Follow my example. Follow my example. And the challenging thing is, can I say that in my life? Follow my example. You know, it's interesting as parents know, you take your child and you raise your child, you teach them, you know, to do right and say things that's nice and all of that. And all of a sudden they come up with something. They say something and you're like, where did that come from? It's like, ooh. Right? As a parent, we understand this concept of do as I say, not as I do, only goes so far. Folks, if we are to be people of peace, we have to lead by example. And I talk about you, our hometown heroes. Right? This morning, I want to encourage you that to be a peacemaker, that you reflect God's character. The fingerprints of your Creator are in you, and you serve in that capacity. Then in here, you exercise through his authority to carry out his will. And the last thing I want to encourage you is you are an example. And we talk about this morning, you know, we have two young people here of the Scouts and one who's going into the Coast Guard. They're just starting that journey that many of you have been a part of, I won't say how many years ago. What kind of path have you laid down for them? What kind of example are you serving? And I want to encourage you to be a peacemaker with God. In here, show an example. Show the character of God. If you're here this morning and the Bible says that the ultimate peace we have is through him and through his Son. And I pray all of you will find that peace. That Christ died on the cross for your sins, and in that, by accepting him, he will break down that wall of separation and bring peace into your life. But today, this morning, we're talking about our hometown heroes. I want to encourage you all to be peacekeepers. Make peace
And folks, this world needs it. And let it start with me. Let's pray.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word.
Lord, we thank you for the peace that you can give us. Lord, the peace this world cannot take away.
All through your Son and what he has done for us. If someone's willing to follow you. Lord, I thank you this morning for our hometown heroes. Now, many this morning, Lord, I consider them friends. And we've served alongside in many capacities, side by side. And Lord, help us to continue to pray for them, uplift them in their lives. Lord, this world needs peace. It needs kindness. It needs goodness, Lord. Help it start with us. And Lord, bestow upon each one of these hometown heroes a boldness for peace. Lord, we ask this in your name.
Amen.